This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side, it was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, and you really do need to be part of the solution. You know, seriously. When you hear these stories going around, I mean, bits and pieces of these stories, and you know, people build a whole thing around, this news story, we're going to get into that in a minute. You know, people are looking for a reason to be upset, they're looking for a reason to be offended, they're looking for a reason to just be mad at you. It almost is as if they're looking for a reason just to hate you. And we all know that's just crazy. That's not going to help anybody. It's not going to fix anything, is it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. If you got something to say, you want to get involved in the conversation, that's the way to do it. Or you can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. You can get the text alert. I don't know why I can't get that right. You can get text alerts by simply texting TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. You know, again, I want you to really think about, give some real thought to what's going on with the lawlessness across the country. Where is it happening? Where is it allowed to be happening? Who's not really doing anything to stop it? And when President Trump speaks up about ways he can stop it, they call him out for it, the Democrats. So as we've seen, as time keeps going on, what we see more and more and more is they're willing to allow their cities to be destroyed. They're willing to allow all this damage and anarchy to go along. I mean, a Democrat mayor and a Democrat governor, basically, for all intents and purposes, they allowed their city to be taken over. I mean, to be occupied. How's that? That's the best way to put it. And they were good with it. They were obviously extremely okay with it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to have Brad Dinkins join me after the break. Brad is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, an organization that really does, I mean, really, really tries hard to support, to uphold, to legally defend those whose rights have been trampled all over. You know, and I don't know, I have no idea where this is going to stop. I really don't. Unless we really step up and start taking these things back, start throwing these things back. You know, I don't know if you're, the FBI noose, or the FBI found that the noose found in Bubba Wallace's NASCAR garage, it's been in there for over a year. But that doesn't stop the mob. That doesn't stop seeing. It doesn't stop any of them. The FBI has determined that News found a NASCAR driver, Bubba Wallace's garage at the Talladega Super Speedway on Sunday, had been there since last year. Statement issued by the U.S. Attorney, Jay Towne, he said that the investigation is concluded. No federal crime has been committed. The FBI learned that the garage number 4, where the noose was found, was assigned to Bubba Wallace last week. The investigation also revealed evidence, including an authentic video confirmed by NASCAR, that the noose found in the garage number 4 was in the garage as early as October 2019. The noose is now known to have been in the garage. Nobody could have known Mr. Wallace would be assigned to the garage. Well, unless they had a crystal ball, right? I mean, let the others. I mean, this is just hilarious. And they gave no other details. Will Bubba Wallace come out and apologize for starting all of this? Starting this rage and this hate now? No, seriously, because he had all those drivers and crew pits behind him the other day. And before all of that, wouldn't you just ask the police to investigate first? And then when you find out what it's really about, then come out and say something. Wallace is the only full-time African-American driver on the circuit. He had become a target for some critics of NASCAR in recent weeks as the face of the series responded to current social events. Look, screaming about taking the Confederate flag off the cars, right? Without really understanding the whole history of the flag, but that's beside the point. Several versions of that flag. It's got Black Lives Matter on the car. Wears a t-shirt that says, I can't breathe. I mean, I get it. I get that we need to fix these things. I get that we need to turn these things were terrible that took place. This is not helping, though. No, nobody's saying that he should stay quiet. Nobody's saying he should stick up for injustice. That's not where I'm going with this. But this, at some point in time, you've already seen people die from this stuff. You've already seen people get killed from this stuff. Right? How long did we let it go on? How long did we allow them to fan the flames, if you would? I don't know. I'm no brain surgeon. I don't have all the answers. I never said I did. But what I do know is everything is a rush to judgment lately. Everything. So I'm seeing your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. you should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The real side with Joe Messina.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. We are at it again. You know what? You got to know what your rights are. Well, we're back at it. You know, I love having this guy on with me. We get so much information from him. And, you know, you Facebook attorneys, you really need to give up your license because you haven't got a clue. Let me tell you what. Not like this guy. Brad Dacus joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. They do wonderful things in and around this great country of ours. And, Brad, thanks for being with me tonight.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it, Joe.
So, first of all, before we get rolling, because I always forget and then we have to get it rushed at the end, tell people what Pacific Justice Institute is and what they do.
Yeah, Pacific Justice Institute is a nonprofit legal defense organization specializing in religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life. We're for defending the Constitution, and we're even unique in that we don't just take on the big, high-profile cases. We're actually a real nonprofit legal group that makes sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road when it comes to those basic issues that we cover. And we do it all without charge, all across the country, and we do it with a huge network of attorneys. We have more offices across the country than any organization of our kind, and we greatly appreciate those who choose to support our work and also get our updates, our Legal Insider, every week via email, which updates them on one of our many cases in active litigation. We right now have over 50 cases in active litigation, and we do it all without charge. So we're here to help.
Yes, you are. I know plenty of people that you've helped out with. I know some things that you've worked on, and they're the real deal. Give them a holler. Help them. Look, even if you don't need them, somebody else might need them, and it would be great if you could help out and help that somebody else. Anyway, let's get to it, because there's so much to cover, and I mean that sincerely. Some of the stuff that's been going on. These statues are being destroyed across the country. It only goes to show how much how ignorant some of these young people are, and they really don't understand what this is all about. You know what I'm saying? And everybody got up in arms today about President Trump saying, hey, you got to sign an executive order that they ought to be arrested and go to jail and that kind of thing. But isn't destroying public property already against the law?
Yes, it is. Anyone who tears down a statue that does not belong to them on their property, then they are violating the law. They should be prosecuted. If we don't, then what? People can just destroy whatever they don't like, even if it's not theirs, even if they don't own it, even if it's not on their property. That's called chaos. That's called a total disorder and
anarchy.
Anarchy. It's called anarchy. Thank you. Absolutely, there should be stiff punishment, and that these people have to pay and have to face. The idea that they can just break the law and expect no consequence. I don't know where they learned that. I can speculate all day on that, but the bottom line is we need to restore order. The yep. president is doing the right thing. Anyone who vandalizes, breaks the law, needs to be punished. This is not something up for debate. This is just common sense.
Yeah, it's so frustrating too, though, because you and I have talked about this in the past. You've got judges out there that are left-leaning judges that, even though it is the law, they'll find a way to skirt the law, get around the law, or just won't enforce the law. Period. And it's too bad. It really is too bad, because this isn't necessarily about getting rid of these statues that just show an ugly part of history. You know, it's further than that. These young people don't understand. They're pulling down every statue they can get their hands on. They're pulling down statues of abolitionists. They don't even know what an abolitionist is. And yet they're doing it because it has something to do with, old white folks. And now there's actually I was reading a story earlier today. Now there's actually a conversation around the very famous painting of all our founding fathers in a room, around the Declaration of Independence and what have you, and because the majority of them were slave owners, the painting should come down. I'm going, what they're trying to do, Brad, is to wipe out the history of this country, which is what these anarchists do before they try to take something over, don't they?
Exactly. They want to wipe out the history, and they also don't want to understand the history.
No.
There were different times. There was different levels of understanding and less revelations as to it was just a different time. What they're noted for, mind you, in that painting, they're not noted for how many slaves they have, how much their slaves are producing that month or year. What they're being noted for is the courage they're taking to risk everything they have for us all eventually to have freedom and liberty, and to have a constitution that freedom and liberty can grow and expand from. And that's exactly what happened. But for that constitution, but for the principles of that constitution, this nation, who knows what we would have been. There's still countries, especially in Muslim countries, in African places, where in Islam it's okay to have slaves, forced slaves, you know. And in those countries, they still have slaves. In many, not all of them, but many of those countries, they have slaves.
Yep.
That's, you know, it's this Constitution, it's this Declaration of Independence that opened the door for human rights in the West like we've never seen before, and that I think will be is something that they should not be criticized, and but they should be recognized for, and that's what this is all about. It's twisting things, tearing down George Washington's statue, really. But for George Washington, where would this nation be?
Well, part of what they don't realize, though, to interrupt, part of what they don't realize is the fact that if they were in China, this place that they keep trying to protect, right, what would they do? China would send tanks through there. There wouldn't be. Oh, your cute little protest. Let me help you with that. You know, over there in Seattle. How long do you think they would hold those 8 blocks in China? What, about 8.5 minutes?
Much less. Well, we saw Tiananmen Square.
Right.
So we saw the one protest that took place, and they were gunned down. And you know, we still to this day still don't know the level of the fatalities.
No, and never will.
Yeah, we know that. Because
yeah.
They control history. They control, you know, everything out of their country.
Yeah.
And so we have so much to be grateful for, so much to be appreciative of. This country, when you compare our country to, you know, any country in the third world, you know, I can go on and on about comparisons. This is a fantastic country, tremendous freedom and liberty, and to mock those who risk their lives and literally their fortunes and everything they had.
Okay, we got to go for a quick break.
It's really
I want to pick up on that on the other side of the break, though. I mean, that is a big deal that people don't give much thought to. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Brad Dacus is going nowhere. We'll be right back.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For
USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns. President Trump makes a visit to a border state to highlight the progress of a campaign promise. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
President Trump is happy about the ongoing construction of his massive border wall.
So we have a very heavy concrete inside the steel, and inside the concrete we have rebar. So you have everything you can have.
The president in Arizona to mark more than 200 miles of construction of the wall. During an earlier event in Yuma, the president said around 500 miles of the wall should be finished by the end of the year.
Back in Washington, Dr. Anthony Fauci told a House committee that President Trump didn't tell him or other key members of the coronavirus task force to slow down on testing. Fauci responding to concerns after President Trump said during his rally in Tulsa over the weekend that he told his people to slow the testing down. Trump aides say he was joking. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. This is Real Thought on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let's have at it. We're back at it. I've got Brad Dacus with me, and I just love having him on. He's one of the founder, the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. You know, Brad, we were talking about racism and really what's at work out there. I mean, seriously, when they talk about our founding fathers, to your point, we're not saying that slavery was okay. But right. it was what was going on in the day, all right? And again, think about it. We fought from the time we became a country, we fought to abolish slavery. All the way through, you know, through the Civil War and what have you, we fought to abolish slavery. So we fought to right the wrongs that we saw. And you were talking about our founding fathers before we went to break. The reality behind that is these guys knew. They were giving up their property. They were giving up their lives, their family lives, their livelihood. I mean, they were putting it all on the line to put this country together. And they weren't putting together a white supremacist country. That was not the goal at all. Go ahead.
You're right. And then later, our nation would pay the price for that. Over 500,000 soldiers, America, killed on the fight, through the fight of slavery and fighting slavery. We've paid a heavy price for that in this country, because liberty and freedom does matter. It does count.
Yep.
And yet it cannot take away the tremendous sacrifice that took place in our nation at that time of the Revolutionary War. And if you look at all the people who signed off, on the Declaration of Independence. Story after story after story.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very dismal. Very, very dismal, the sacrifice that took place. And they should not be mocked. They should be saluted for the right thing that they did, and not just completely written off completely because of the fact that they fell short based on today's standards and understanding of human rights.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that, because you would talk about being to the letter of the law and the way that our founding fathers felt about the law as a whole and finances. I can't remember the fellow's name, but I'll get it before the end of the night. There was a fellow that actually died in debtor's court because he financed the war for America. He was a big financer of the war and couldn't pay his own bills. And they did
not. I think it was last name was Solomon. I think
could have been. Could have been.
If I'm not mistaken.
But you know what I'm saying.
Actually,
though, right?
I was a it was a Jewish patriot who. He financed the war.
Yep.
But for him, there would not have been the money for the guns and the bullets. and, yeah, it was a tremendous, tremendous sacrifice. And, you know, and exactly that's a classic example of the price that they paid for our freedom and liberty
and
today.
They knew what they were doing. They knew what they were getting themselves into. You know, when they were signing the Declaration of Independence, there's a story that says that there really was so somber in there that the only words spoken were by one of the delegates who just basically said, you know, we're going to hang for this, you know, basically, but we need to move forward anyway. It's just craziness what they've turned the history of this country into. You know, and the other thing that bothers me is all we hear is about the negativity of this country, all the bad things we've done. You never hear from these left-leaning professors teaching the kids about what we've done to help out other nations over the decades, even to the point where I'm paying attention, you know. We've had natural disasters in other countries where we send, I love when they make fun of the fact that we send warships, but they don't realize what the warships can actually do when it comes to medicine and food and you know, drinking water and that kind of stuff. You know, we do it all the time, but nobody says anything.
Well, there's so much that our nation has done in terms of bringing human rights, the democratic republics throughout the third world since 1950. It's been incredible. And it's been the U.S. power and influence to bring those human rights to those nations across the world in Africa and Central South America and other places in Asia. In addition, to the human rights, also economic opportunity, prosperity, but also security. If people would just ask the question, it's a really important question to ask, what would the world be like today if the United States never existed?
That's a great question.
What would have happened? What would have happened in World War One? It would have continued on, and the fatalities would have been much, 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 much greater. What about World War Two? But for the United States, then the Japanese Empire would have unquestionably continued to increase in oppression in Japan and China and Korea, and they probably would have gone down to Australia. And then Europe would be under fascist Nazi control probably to this day. So there's a, you know, and then it would have expanded to the third world with fascism and human rights. This country has sacrificed much. We've been blessed with much, but we've sacrificed tremendously, and the world has been the irrefutable benefit of that, as well as our own people in this country in terms of our freedom and liberty.
Sure.
When you compare what our country has given and offered to everyone in this country, and you compare it to other countries in the world, particularly countries in the third world, whether it's, you know, in Africa and Central South America, you make a comparison to the opportunities, and even in Asia, parts of Asia and China, this has been a great opportunity for everyone in this country. Even though we've had our setbacks, yes, we've had discrimination, but even our discrimination is nowhere comparatively as bad as in most of the world. And Americans just don't understand that because we're not educated in what's taking place.
No.
In the other countries and their different ideologies.
And we work to fix it. We work to turn it around. We work to fix ours. You know, as you were talking, I looked something up because I had forgotten about this until we kind of talked about it, which is, you know, the United States protects, I want you to think about this, we don't occupy, we protect 70 other countries in some way, shape, manner, or form. We are their Navy, their Army, their Air Force, their Marines. We make sure they're not invaded by other countries. So they can enjoy freedom, you know, and be part of the world, you know, economic system. And if people think that that's, you know, no big deal, or and the population of these countries exceeds a little over 2 billion people. Now, you think about what happened in World War II. You think about what the Germans tried to do, what Hitler tried to do, and other countries would try to do. You know, look what Saddam was trying to do before we kicked him out of Kuwait. So people don't realize what we do, what we stand for, and how other countries see us. They think everybody hates us outside of the U.S. It is so far from true.
Oh, it is. It really is. And, you know, I went to speak down in Honduras once and for some of the public universities about freedom and in the workplace. And it was interesting because the students there were so excited about the United States. If I told them every student here who wants one can have a one-way ticket to the United States and have the opportunity that we have in America, every single student, college student in that classroom would have taken me up on it.
Yep.
They love this country. They want to be in the United States, all around the world. It's actually some of those in the United States who don't appreciate it, who will spit on our flag, tear down our statues of our founders. I think they forget what exactly we have in this country compared to other nations around the world. It is just shocking when we recognize the differences and how limited and narrow-minded, actually, narrow in scope, many of these far leftist demonstrators and young radicals are who engage in these totally uncivil activities.
They're ignorant. They're just flat out ignorant, Brad. They have
yes.
no clue. And so, what we stand for, what we mean, what they think is oppression, many other countries see as total freedom. And we're buying into all how oppressed certain groups of people are, what have you. And this is our fault. And you don't have to agree with me, but you know, you parents who raise these snowflakes, you allow these kids to be taught crap at school, and then you send them on to a liberal college where they're browbeat for what, 20 years, 21 years of their life on how bad this country is, to the point now, apparently, white Jesuses are bad. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. Brad Dacus joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a few minutes. You know, some of you heard me tell that Jesus story just a little while ago. And it is out there, and it's real, and it's true. And again, this is the BLM founder, who will remain nameless. This is the BLM founder. Does he wish he was black? I don't get it. And man, has he got some extremely whacked viewpoints. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Truth. How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and
we are back. You're listening to Realside on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it. You know, you really have to know what your rights are. It's really that simple. We're back at it. Brad Dacus is with me, with the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. And, man, there is so much from a legal standpoint to talk about today. We've got all kinds of things going down, including, you know, for those of you who are up in arms that the president would suggest to simply write an edict to put people in jail for tearing down statues, it's already illegal. You know, that's the thing that bothers me. We hear it over and over and over again. We hear all these stories. We hear people getting up in arms. How about this? We didn't even shut the president off. We don't have to listen to him anymore. Just enforce the law. If you would just enforce the law, you would take away 80% of his comments. He wouldn't have anything to comment about in those areas. And now there's a threat that they want to tear down the white Jesus statues. They want to break the stained glass windows where they have the European Mary, which I don't even know what that means. So apparently, now look, for those of us who actually study, read our Bible, and understand the day, none of us believe And I haven't asked Brad this question, but he has two brain cells that actually work. None of us believe that Jesus was, 6'2", white skin, flowing blonde hair with blue eyes and a British accent. None of us believe that, okay? It was not the person of the day. It was not the Jew of the day. If you're in Egypt or Israel, there is no way on this God's green earth that you got milky white skin. Am I wrong, Brad, or what?
Oh, you're right. Jesus probably had olive skin, brown eyes, brown hair. I mean, that was the likely makeup composition, what he probably looked like. Some varying degrees of how light or dark his skin was. But I think it's great that it's not definitive. It's because people would focus on that.
Right.
When I went to South Korea and I was speaking there in Seoul, Korea, at a church, very very large church. And they had a mosaic of Jesus. And you know what? His skin color was not olive. It was more of an Asian, and he had eyes that looked Asian. And, I didn't yell at them and say, "You racist! How could you be so elite to think that Jesus
you
looked like
outraged that he wasn't white?"
Yeah, I mean, no. It's like, I thought that was great. I thought, okay.
They can relate.
That's how they connect. That's how they picture.
Yep.
That's fine. I don't know what exactly Jesus is going to look like at the end of the day, but it's very normal and natural for people based upon their own culture or what they look like to often picture Jesus that way. And for example, in churches, in some churches, even some black churches in the United States, Jesus will look to have Jesus depicted as black. And should that be destroyed because no, he wasn't black, he was olive skinned and no. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Because Jesus is personal. He connects. That's what he did throughout while he was here on this earth. And I don't think Jesus would have any objection
to
people depicting him in a way that best connects with a people or a group. And that's those are the people who drew made up those white Jesus were white. That was their cultural reference point, their racial reference point. I think that's very narrow-minded. I think it's actually a pretense. I think it's really a pretense to try to
yes.
simply destroy anything that in any way lifts up the Christian faith or believers in Christ. Even some with racist intentions have even tried to demonize Christianity as the white man's religion. So therefore, many have joined what's called Black Islam,
right?
And driven by racist hatred towards people who are white. And that's really sad to have a religion and people of that religious background with that kind of a very mm-hmm. dangerous foundation moving forward. And yet, it's so contrary to the message of love and forgiveness that Christ taught while he was here on Earth.
Brad, it's been an argument of mine forever, and somebody we both know, Todd Starnes, in his book called Culture Jihad, he called this all out. I've been talking about this on the show for years. You Christians who for all intents and purposes are hiding in a closet right now, if you don't come out and say something, I'm not trying to get violent, but if you don't stand up for what you believe in like they do, they will tear down these white Jesuses. They will break these stained glass windows. Where are you protecting the churches and other places? These are not strong people out there that are coming for this. When there's enough of you standing in their way, they stand down. They move along because they don't want the aggravation. But
right.
once they start getting, look at, they've desecrated these churches. They're writing on the neuter. When did we last see this happen? We last saw this happen in the Middle East with ISIS. They were desecrating anything that had to do with something they didn't believe in or didn't agree with. And what are you seeing now? I don't see it as much of a difference. You can call me on the carpet if you want to, but I don't see it as much of a difference. This is a spiritual battle. These guys are trying to tear down our history, tear down our foundational religious beliefs. This is a Judeo-Christian nation. And if they can get all that tore apart, then get people ginned up, they believe they can make headway, right?
Right. And their foundation, people need to understand this, is a foundation of hate. It is a foundation of racism.
Mm-hmm.
It is a foundation of destruction, so they can rebuild the society as they see it. It's very closed-minded. It's very narrow. It's limiting of free speech, of opinion. It's destroying the marketplace of ideas. It's very destructive, and it's the direction that countries that become third world countries, are third world countries, that's the direction that these different factors play into eventually, and human rights, opportunity, freedom, liberty, human dignity for all humans, and equal treatment under the law. Those are all the casualties of this very radical, dangerous agenda, showing no respect for the law or equal treatment of law, or even respect for our justice system to carry out the law.
Yeah, I am amazed at what we're allowing them to get away with. All right, we got about 4 minutes left. The SCOTUS and the DACA. I've been telling people, first and foremost, is I'm not upset. We're talking about 350,000 young people across the country, okay? Many of which, and you may have a different take, I haven't talked to you about this, many of which were brought here without them knowing about it. And, you know, a lot of these young kids that I talked to in my school district that may have this issue, they didn't know that they were here illegally until they went to get their driver's license. All right, some of these kids are—I don't mean kids, but young adults. They're serving in our services. Really, we're just going to wipe it all out? But we still need to follow the rule of law. We still need to make sure that we're doing the right thing. And what went wrong? What happened with SCOTUS?
Yeah, and that's it. There's two separate parts. One is a matter of policy dealing, with those who fall under that. That designation. The other is one of the Constitution, and that's what that was my concern. That was the issue with me. Does the president have the right, via an executive order, to undo a prior president's executive order? The answer should be yes. It's very logical, but unfortunately, that's not what Roberts decided. Roberts ruled on a technicality on this. I think it's important people understand that. He didn't say that the president doesn't have the right to undo a prior president's executive order with his executive order. He said, though, that the president needed to give ample justification and a rational basis to support it, and that without that, it seemed arbitrary and capricious. And so this president, what did he do? He resubmitted to HHS. They've resubmitted, the process. They're going to go through that process. They're going to explain very clearly why that this is going to be reversed, and then from there, Congress could work with the president to adopt something that's responsible and sensitive to those who, as you pointed out, had absolutely no say in the matter of coming here or not coming here, but now would suffer tremendously by being forced back to a country where they don't know the language, they don't know the culture,
yep.
Because of the decision made by their parents. Should their parents be responsible? That's a totally separate from their young children who are definitely paying a price for it, arguably unjustly. So, but that's for a separate debate and topic, as opposed to the rights and powers of the presidency.
Yeah, look, I agree with you. I look at this stuff. We need to tell more positive things that we've done in this country, because we've done many of them. We've helped many, many, many groups across the planet, across the globe and in other countries where even some of those countries where they hate us, and we still show up to help them, rebuild after an earthquake, rebuild after a war, and that kind of thing. All right, Brad, just tell people where they can find you, where they can help out, and how they can help out.
Certainly. They can go to our website, and they can support our work. We greatly appreciate that. We have many cases right now defending religious freedom, particularly with the shutdowns of churches, et cetera. So they go to our website. It's simply pji.org. P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, .org, pji.org.
Well, people, can't make it much easier than that. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Brad, thanks for being with me. We'll be back. Got a lot more to talk at the top of the hour. Look, don't go far. We'll pick up the phones right at the top of the hour. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Dr. Gerard Lomero is going to join us the next hour. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.